Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing, all that you're saying in our lives. God, we thank you that you know exactly where we are in our journey, exactly the challenges, whatever is hard, whatever is easy, whatever we're celebrating, whatever we're struggling and grappling with. God, as we look to your word, God, give us your plan, give us your strategy, cause us to be successful as Jesus was. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Amen. Turn to somebody and say, undefeated. How many believe that you are undefeated? Yes. We've been talking about this word that God gave us, undefeated. That was the word for the year. How God is an undefeated God. He is building an undefeated church. When you're invited into his family, that family is an undefeated family. And when you start understanding that, it changes the way you look at life. It changes the way you think about things. You begin to develop an undefeated mindset, an undefeated mentality. And so we've been talking about that, the undefeated God, undefeated church, undefeated family, undefeated mind. Today, though, I want to take a look at the undefeated spirit. Can you say that with me? The undefeated spirit. And that's where we are today. Because when the undefeated spirit of God is at work in your life, it's hard to lose. Winning becomes easier when there is a winner inside you. How many believe that if the Holy Spirit is in you, you got a winner, you got a champion on the inside? It causes you to win. Now, in the days of the judges, there was a man, his name was Samson. And maybe you know this story, but Samson wasn't a perfect man, but he was a man that knew how to align himself with the undefeated spirit of God. And so when he would work together and partner with the undefeated spirit, he would do phenomenal things. There were miraculous things. He would win battles. He would have strength that was just unusual and actually supernatural. And so there's this one time he shows up and his own people say, we're going to tie you up and we're going to hand you over to our enemies. And so he lets them tie him up and he's handed over to his enemies. Can we read the story here in Judges 15, 14? It says, as Samson arrived at Lehi, the Philistines came shouting in triumph. Have you ever been through a season where you felt like your enemies were shouting and celebrating and like, man, we got him exactly where we want him. And that's what was happening with Samson. It says the Philistines were shouting in triumph, but, somebody say but. I like that. I like that. But the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon Samson, and he snapped the ropes with his arms as if they were burnt strands of flax, and they fell from his wrist. Then he found the jawbone of a recently killed donkey, and he picked it up, and he killed 1,000 Philistines. Now that sounds exhausting. Even if somebody were just to allow you to do that, it sounds exhausting. 1,000. Really miraculous. Samson comes. He's tied up. He has no weapon. He's at a disadvantage. He's got all these enemies, a couple of army garrison against him, but he has the undefeated spirit inside of him. Your little is much when the Holy Spirit is partnering with you. Whatever you got, if you've got the Holy Spirit with you, you have an undefeated spirit at work inside of you. And so this is what happens. In the natural, there's a whole army garrison or two coming against him. His hands were tied up. He didn't have a proper weapon, but the Spirit was upon him and he had everything that he needed. In the natural, it looked one way, but in the spiritual, it was completely different. God has empowered you and I with his Holy Spirit. If you have accepted his Holy Spirit, if you have decided to partner with his Holy Spirit, you have the undefeated Spirit of God living inside of you. When you come against enemies, when you come against obstacles, challenge, just remember that the undefeated spirit is inside you. It will change the way you process what's going on. It will change the way you talk to people. When you understand the undefeated spirit of God is inside of you. Now, for Samson, it would come upon him. It would leave him. It would come upon him. But for you and I, we have a better situation going on, right? We have an arrangement that Jesus provided with the cross. He negotiated that we would have the Holy Spirit to be able to come upon us and never leave us. So now we have something even better than Samson. The Holy Spirit doesn't just come and leave. He comes and he stays and he partners with us in life. So in Matthew 3:16, we see Jesus models this whole thing for us, right? After his baptism, as Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens were open, and he saw the Holy Spirit come descending like a dove and settling on him. Now, this same Spirit, this undefeated Spirit, never left Jesus. His whole ministry, the whole rest of his life, the Holy Spirit was with him, empowering him to do miracles, empowering him to heal the sick, empowering him to do these great things. Why? Because the undefeated Spirit was upon him. And then, this is what he tells his disciples right before he goes away. John 14:16, it says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate." So I'm going away, but you're going to get another. Somebody else is coming to be with you in my place. He'll give you another advocate who will never leave you. He's not going to come and go. He's never going to leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. Now, that's beautiful to understand that we don't just in moments of difficulty have the undefeated Spirit. We don't just in good times have the undefeated Spirit. Jesus said, "I'm going to ask the Father, and you're going to have the undefeated Spirit on you at all times. If you want it, he's going to give it to you. If you want it, he's going to partner with you. If you want it, the undefeated Spirit is going to live inside you. When you go to work, the undefeated Spirit's going to be with you. When you go back home, the undefeated Spirit is coming back home with you to your family. When you go to your in-law's house, the undefeated Spirit is going to go with you." Amen. I have awesome in-laws, so that's not a problem here. When you go to the car dealership, the undefeated Spirit is with you. Wherever you go, the undefeated Spirit can be with you when you receive him. He's going to comfort you. He's going to empower you. He's going to give you wisdom and understanding. He's going to unlock spiritual gifts to you. Isn't that what the Bible says? The Holy Spirit is going to give. He's going to disperse to you prophecy, speaking in tongues, discerning of spirits, all these wonderful, beautiful things, miracles, faith. He's going to give you these things as you partner with him. You will become undefeated. When you work with the Holy Spirit, you become what?
Undefeated.
You don't have to pray for something additional to come down on you. When you have the undefeated Spirit of God, you have everything you need. Sometimes we develop an incorrect theology where we're praying for additional things to come down. We don't have to pray for additional things to come down. You just need to how to stir up and how to activate the relationship that you already have. If you've already received him, you just have to learn how to talk to him. You just learn how to work with him. How to partner with him. The Holy Spirit, he's undefeated. He's inside of you and me. From the moment that you ask him to come in and be a part of your life, we have to learn how to stir up that relationship that we have with the undefeated Spirit of God inside of us. There's this beautiful story about these two men, right? They're in prison. They've been thrown into prison for doing a good thing. They were preaching the gospel. They're thrown into jail. Paul and Silas, right? And so what they had, though, that all the other prisoners did not have was the undefeated Spirit inside of them. They looked like they were defeated. They had chains on. They were locked in a jail cell, but they had the undefeated Spirit on them. And they began to do this thing. They began to activate the undefeated Spirit within them. They began to communicate with the Holy Spirit inside of them. They began to stir up their faith and begin to communicate with the undefeated Spirit of God inside of them. And so they began to pray, to communicate, to talk. They began to praise. They began to remember and rehearse and to testify about the goodness of God. And in doing so, they stirred up, they activated, they communicated with the undefeated Spirit of God that has been deposited in them. And something happened. Do you know what happened? I think some of you do. The chains fell off. Not just their chains, but the undefeated Spirit of God is so powerful that other people that didn't even have a relationship with Jesus, didn't even know about this undefeated Spirit, their chains were falling off. And not only the chains fell off, the jail cell was rocked and shaked, and the prison doors flung open, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is there's freedom, there's liberty. Where the undefeated Spirit of God, there is freedom from addiction, freedom from pornography, freedom from issues, freedom from pain. And so we see, if the Holy Spirit is with you, no circumstance, no problem can keep you captive. If the undefeated Spirit of God is inside of you, there's nothing that can hold you back. No relationship, no bad boss, no bad economy, no bad pay. Nothing can hold you back. You are destined to succeed if you have the undefeated Spirit of God inside of you. Prison doors start opening. Just because these two men understand and had the undefeated Spirit within them. I don't know what you have been struggling with. Maybe you're struggling. Maybe you're not struggling. Maybe you've been held captive by something. Maybe you've been limited by something. But I want to tell you, the undefeated Spirit of God is here to break every limitation off your life. The Holy Spirit of God, that undefeated Spirit of God, is here to change your destiny from loser to winner, from captive to free person. God wants to liberate you through the power of His undefeated Spirit. He wants to put that undefeated Spirit inside you, inside me, inside us, that whatever circumstance we face, we come out on top. The promise, Deuteronomy 28, is that you would be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. How does that happen? When you have the undefeated Spirit inside of you. One last story. There's this group of people that were just terrorizing the land. I mean, just really making trouble. Their names were the Philistines. So they're going around, they're killing people, stealing stuff, taking people's properties, burning homes, taking properties, doing whatever they please, and they come to war against God's people, the Israelites. Now, this terrifying group of people, they had one guy that had a huge mouth. This guy, big mouth, super intimidating, big muscles, huge guns, amazing looking armor, shiny. He even had a dude that was going and walking and carrying some of his stuff, shouting, "Yeah, this guy is the guy." He had a hype man, all right? This back in the Bible, look at it. He's got a hype man. He's carrying the stuff. He's amping him up. And so nobody of God's people in God's army wanted to dance with this guy. Nobody wanted to go toe-to-toe with this guy, the terrorizing group, the bad dude, out front, intimidating, except for one scrappy teenager. Why in all of Israel, nobody wanted to face this guy except for this scrappy kid? He wanted it. He said, "Give me a chance. Give me a shot. I will knock that guy out." What was different about this scrappy teenager? Well, he had the undefeated Spirit of God inside of him. What the rest of the army lacked, he possessed. One person, the undefeated Spirit of God, and it changed the whole tide of the war. On the outside, he was not intimidating. Average young man, average build, below average weaponry, a slingshot. But in the spirit, he had the undefeated Spirit of God. What Goliath took for granted was he was looking on the outside. He said, "Man, I'm going to kick your butt. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to put you in my hand and raise you up. There's going to be birds eating you up after I'm done with you." He didn't see what was inside of David. If he understood what was inside of David, and somewhere while David was walking up or running up, he said, look, you come at me with armor, you come at me with shield and arrows and whatnot, I'm coming at you with an undefeated spirit of God. You don't know what you're messing with. Some of you today need to look at your circumstances and say, you don't even know what you're messing with. I've got the undefeated spirit of God at work in my life. I can't lose. No matter how the odds get, no matter how bad it looks, I can't lose. And so David did what looked impossible. He didn't look like a threat on the outside, but he had the undefeated spirit of God in him. It doesn't matter how you look on the outside if you have the undefeated spirit of God on the inside. If you can understand that, if you can understand what God has given you, the power, the gifts, the comfort, the wisdom, the strategy, it's inside of you. Jesus, as a gift, deposited this. God, as your heavenly Father, sent you this advocate to partner with you in life. David was not intimidated because he looked through a different lens. You and I have to look at life, look at our challenges, look at our mission through an undefeated lens. How do we get this undefeated lens? By our communication with the undefeated spirit. Undefeated lens comes from the undefeated spirit. Why did David see something that nobody else saw on the battlefield? He had a different lens. He had a different lens because he had a different spirit living inside of him. We have to understand we have the capacity to be undefeated. The more we tap into the undefeated spirit of God, the more we become undefeated. The more we try to do things in our own ability, we're going to get mixed results. We're going to win some, we're going to lose some, probably lose a lot. But God's desire and design for us, the negotiation that Jesus did on the cross for us, was to have this edge in life. This edge in sharing our faith, this edge in our family life, that we have the undefeated spirit of God. When we partner with the Holy Spirit, the results are completely different. The results are extraordinary. The results are miraculous. We have to partner with the right thing. Who are you partnering with today? Are you partnering with somebody that you think knows something in the natural? Are you partnering with things? We have to be partnering with the Holy Spirit. Maybe you don't have him in your life. Maybe you said, I accepted Jesus. And you said, Jesus is my Savior. But there's another level. Let Jesus be Lord. How do we let Jesus be Lord? Well, we have to have his Holy Spirit living inside of us. The book of John tells us that his Holy Spirit actually communicates the messages that Jesus wants. You don't even know what the message that Jesus is trying to send you unless you have the Holy Spirit. He's the translator. Maybe you have accepted Jesus as Savior, but you haven't accepted him as Lord to allow him to partner with you, to change your life, not just save your life, to transform it as well. That is the power of the Holy Spirit. Who are you partnering with? Good ideas, good books? Are you leaning on your education? Are you leaning on some certain relationships? First and foremost, as Christians, we have to lean on the Spirit of God that he wants to give to us as a gift. It's the gift from the Father, is the Holy Spirit that empowers us to be undefeated. Will you bow your heads and let me pray with you today? God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your promises. I thank you for this gift of your Holy Spirit that can be in our lives partnering with us. Maybe you're here today and you say, Pastor, I have accepted Jesus or haven't accepted Jesus, but I've never asked him to be Lord. I want to encourage you, don't just accept Jesus as Savior. Accept him as Lord. Accept the Holy Spirit. He's going to partner with you and help you become more like Jesus. We can't do it on our own. We can't beat sin. We can't break some of these habits on our own. We have to have the power of the Holy Spirit. He empowers us to be undefeated. Maybe you have the Holy Spirit in your life, but you've been benching him. He's on the bench. You're in the game. You need to get him in the game with you. Let him partner with you. Father, I thank you for each and every person that's here. God, let us hear the beautiful gift that you want to give us today. If that's you, you say, Pastor, one of those things is me. I want you to pray this prayer. And part of this prayer is going to touch where you are today. Amen? Jesus, thank you for dying for me. Thank you for negotiating on the cross for me. Not just my salvation, but the gift of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, I ask you to save me. Save me from my sin. Forgive me from all my sins and shortcomings. And Jesus, I want your free gift of salvation and the Holy Spirit. I invite you, Holy Spirit, help me win. Help me be like Jesus. Help me walk this out. Help me be undefeated like Jesus was undefeated. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Come on, let's give God the praise today. If you know you got the power, come on, let's give him praise.